This week on The Marquee, we've got Deadly Dames and Troubled Teens. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Frank Miller and Robert Rodriguez return to direct Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. Part prequel, part sequel, A Dame to Kill For tells four intertwining stories involving Sin City's most dangerous inhabitants crossing paths.
For something a little sappier, there's the teen drama If I Stay. Chloe Grace Moretz stars as an aspiring young cellist whose life hangs in the balance after a tragic car accident. As she remains in a coma, she reflects on her past and her relationships, trying to decide whether to stay or let go. Though it's a little gimmicky and full of teen melodrama, it's still a sweet and charming story.
Just in time for high school football to start, When the Game Stands Tall tells the story of the players and coaches of De La Salle High School's football team after their 151-game winning streak comes to an end. Former on-screen Jesus Jim Caviezel and The Shield's Michael Chiklis star as the coaches trying to lead the team back from melodramatic oblivion.
Also opening in Columbus, writer-director John Michael McDonough's Calvary stars Brendan Gleeson as a well-liked priest in a small Irish community who hears the confession of a man who intends to kill him in a week as payment for the abuse he suffered at the hands of another priest when he was a boy. Though it has a few touches of humor, Calvary isn't always an easy film to watch, but it's a challenging and thought-provoking drama.
Opening at the Gateway, Finding Fela is a documentary that examines the life and career of Nigerian singer Fela Kuti.
Another documentary, The Dog, tells the stranger-than-fiction true story of the real man behind the classic Oscar-winning crime drama Dog Day Afternoon.
Parks and Recreation's Aubrey Plaza stars in the horror comedy Life After Beth. After Beth passes away suddenly, her boyfriend Zach, played by Dane DeHaan, is understandably heartbroken. When Beth unexpectedly comes back to life, he's thrilled, until she develops a taste for human flesh.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll take a chance on Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. Though it comes 9 long years after the original, and co-directors Frank Miller and Robert Rodriguez have been somewhat less than impressive ever since, I'm still curious to see what they have up their sleeves for the sequel.
I too will recommend Sin City 2, though I do have some reservations about a few of the new cast members. With that said, I am confident that Miller and Rodriguez can recapture some of the magic of the original.
Or if this week's August releases don't inspire you to head to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Amazing Spider-Man 2. This web-slinging sequel finds Andrew Garfield's Peter Parker settling into his role as Spider-Man and taking on a pair of new adversaries while struggling with his relationship with Emma Stone's Gwen Stacy. Though it's still an enjoyable popcorn flick, it's a movie of excesses. Too much melodrama, too many villains, too lengthy runtime.
Woody Allen steps out from behind the camera to co-star in John Turturro's directorial effort, Fading Gigolo. In an effort to help his financially burdened friend, Turturro begins to prostitute himself to some of New York City's more affluent middle-aged women, with Allen acting as his pimp.
In The Quiet Ones, Jared Harris stars as an Oxford professor who, along with a group of his students, conducts a series of psychological experiments on a young woman, only to unleash all kinds of supernatural horrors.
In Only Lovers Left Alive, Tom Hiddleston plays Adam, a depressed musician and centuries-old vampire, who rekindles his stale marriage to Eve, his wife and fellow vampire, played by Tilda Swinton. If none of this week's new releases have you reaching for your remote, you can check out a retro title, like the schlocky underwater horror film Leviathan, starring Peter Weller and Ernie Hudson, and John Goodman's The Flintstones.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Fading Gigolo, because it seems like it might be good for a few late summer laughs.
Leviathan is a great guilty pleasure film. If you love B-actors, rubber monsters, and questionable late 80s special effects, this is the movie for you.
That's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week when we close out another summer blockbuster season with Deep Dark Secrets and Retired Spies. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week.
I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium is available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little harder to come by.